Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to another Happy Monday, everybody. You Create Change Radio on today is September 28th, right? September 28th, episode 13. Welcome, all our listeners. Thank you for continuing to rock with us every single Monday night as we've been doing this. It's been an amazing experience, and I'm just happy to be here yet for another Monday. I'm your host, Keith Leonard, and of course, our co-host,
Bree Lee. What's up, y'all? I'm so happy to be here once again in the positive community on a Monday.
On a Monday. It's been a long week. I hope everyone had a great weekend. Hope everybody enjoyed themselves. I most definitely did. And as we get started today, before we get going today, like we always do, we like to do a short recap of what happened last week, what we talked about, so you can kind of keep up with the Joneses, as we like to say.
Last week, we talked about failure, and we had some pretty interesting people on last week. It was our features, the Front Runners. They are songwriters that have been doing big things with Miss Serena Williams and Drake recently. But we talked about how failure led to success and how failure is actually practice and how it sets you up for failure. So if all of that, if you missed that, go back, check it out on youcreatechange.us in our radio section. You will be able to find it.
Yes, like you said, we archive all of our shows from day one, so you may at any point in time go back, look at those, listen to those as we do. We like to see our own progression, of course. And, yeah, but today, it's about today, about episode 13, and today we're going to talk about balance, and we have a great, great interview coming up. Today, we've actually learned a lot from this person, but on how to help, you know, I guess, spread our message out. But she's going to be able to kind of attest to some of these balance principles that we're going to talk about. So question of the week is always,
is there such a thing as work-life balance?
Now, this is interesting. Now, a lot of times when we come up with these questions, we don't kind of like pre-think them out. We don't say, this would be a great question to ask. We kind of do an impromptu of what we feel so that way we can answer it honestly as we're asking it honestly. And I think before we even talk about is there a such thing at it, as it, or should I say, kind of got to identify it. Like, what is work-life balance versus, you know, thinking if it's such a thing? You know, kind of got to break it down. And I like to look at it individually as it's work-life balance. So let's break that down. Let's break that three-word sentence down. Identifying work first. What is work? Most people see it as a money-making activity.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a pretty good definition, I believe.
I mean, that's all I need. You tell me work, and then that means I'm about to go make some bread. I'm about to go make some money.
Usually, yeah, that's usually the case. And yeah. It's either for making money, and a making money activity, obviously, is what you do for money, for the gain of money, or for an advancement of money of some sort. Number two is like a volunteer activity. That's also work, believe
yeah,
it or not.
That's true. Some people get caught up in that.
It's called volunteer work, literally. Yeah. It's called volunteer work. I say activity because I don't like to use the word work sometimes. It makes you not want to do it. But any type of volunteer activity, you know, and that's something you do with your time and that you don't get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
I've done, you know, feeding the homeless or a soup kitchen, or you're volunteering at a kid's home or a shelter home,
mm-hmm.
That's volunteering, something you're not getting paid for. And the third identification of work that I like to see, I like to use, should I say, is some type of personal service that you don't get paid to do. Now, it's different from volunteering work. It's a personal service. So I'll put it this way. If you're doing like an internship, you're not getting paid for that. That's a personal service you're offering somebody. If you're running like a nonprofit organization, you're not doing that for money. You're doing it from a different place. Or even if you're like a kid's baseball coach, they don't get paid to do that. And it's something that they're giving. It's a personal service that they're providing. But it's work.
Mm-hmm.
It takes work. It takes dedication.
Right. Commitment.
So, you know, a personal service, I guess the best way to break that down is something you've chosen to obligate yourself with for your own experience or the development of others.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how three parts of work break down. If you think about life, essentially, it's a work and life balance. Let's kind of identify what life means. What is life?
Mm-hmm.
And I like to look at life in three different categories as well. And the first one is just peace. What you do to keep your mind at rest and at ease, that is peaceful. Mm-hmm. That is a part of life. Living is it's living in peace. It's being, I don't want to say content, but satisfied.
Yeah, you're not just existing. You're satisfied. You're happy with how things are happening.
Yes.
You like the feeling. I got you.
Very, very gratefully. And then the second part of life is identifying life as laughter. It's such a major part of life. And it's what you do to keep new joy and receive endorphins. And if you don't know what endorphins are, they're energy molecules that make you feel lighter. Mm-hmm. Those endorphins usually bring you joy. They'll bring you happiness. It is a molecules of energy that bursts into your brain, which your body reacts to it, making you feel a certain way.
It's like we create our own serendipity within inside of us.
That's exactly what it is. It's a feeling of euphoria.
Yeah.
And that's what laughter brings.
Yeah.
It's like you're not really thinking about anything else outside of this is so funny, it feels so good.
Yeah, absolutely. I love laughing.
You're not even thinking about, I mean, you can literally be in the worst physical condition and laughter will make you better.
Yeah.
But they said laughter has healed cancer.
Yeah.
Even. So laughter is it's a pillar of life. And you must make sure that that is noticed. Notice how much you laugh. And third is just fun. Life is about having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And fun is just simply the things that you do to keep you engaged with the world. In the form of freedom, play, or discovery.
Right.
However you find ways to have fun, it's different for each person, but it is, every time I have fun, it's with an act of discovery.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you're saying this because the aspect of work, we kind of grasp that it's pretty easy to understand work. We never stop to think about life. We never stop to think about, okay, really, what is life, right? Because with work, at least someone is giving us directions. Someone is telling us what to do, telling us what time we have to show up,
right?
But with life, no one is telling us how to conduct it properly. Right? We're kind of just learning as we go and just mocking what we see other people do.
Absolutely. And even if you work for yourself, you still kind of put yourself – some people, even if you work for yourself, you can work too much. There's still no work-life balance. Even if you're an entrepreneur, even if you run your own business, if that's still work. It can still own you. If you open a store and you're the only one working there and you have a 24-hour store, I mean, there you go.
Right, right.
So it's less about balance, work-life balance, and more about work-life harmony.
Yeah.
And that's what it's not about it being 50-50 between the two, but it's about having a proper ratio so that neither is neglected because you must work in this world for a return. You must trade something for something else to receive something else because you can't cook, you can't build your house, make your food, build your car, pump the gasoline for your car. You can't do all that. We don't have that much time in a day, so you have to trade your services to get those things, or trade something, time, services, bar. It's been different throughout history, but you have to work is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work. If you're a farmer, you trade your goods for money or for other things.
Yeah, it's a rhythm. Like you said, I love the word harmony. I think that's such a beautiful word. It just comes out nice. And it's the rhythm. It's the rhythm of how you conduct your work life. And like you said, it doesn't have to necessarily be 50-50, but it needs to be a good enough ratio to where you aren't burnt out in one category.
Yes.
And most of the time, you're going to be burnt out in work. And if you're just living a lot of life, that's awesome, but hopefully you're taking care of your responsibilities, right?
And that's why I said it must be a proper ratio so that way neither is neglected.
Yes.
They're both very important.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is we'll get stuck in life, and then we don't work, and then we're not living the lifestyle that we want, and we're suffering now, or we suffer later because we didn't do enough work. Or there's people who did too much work and they're suffering now in life. They don't have the relationship with their family. They're miserable. They may have the money, but they don't have the filling of life to go with it, and that's that, you know, that peace, laughter, and fun that,
yeah.
that I talked about.
And but see, and this is the thing, and I don't want people to think that work is bad, because like you said, it's something that we need that, and work is experience.
Yeah.
Work is putting yourself in a position where you are gaining more skills, you're gaining more awareness of certain things, and just having, you know, someone that doesn't have people skills necessarily, once they get a job doing something in customer service,
mm-hmm.
well, all of a sudden their people skills are getting better because they're putting themselves in that situation, and you can use that to help you, you know, grow in your work lifestyle, you know.
It is important to understand that, you know, if you don't get anything else from the show, understand that it's not about balance, but it's more about harmony. And this is the number one issue. It shouldn't be called work-life balance. It should be called life-work balance. Life should always be on the forefront of importance. So change it. Most people always call it work-life balance, and then putting work before life, and that is backwards.
Yeah.
And it's subconscious. When you do that, you start realizing that, you start thinking, you say it to yourself that, hey, work is more important than life versus them having an equal importance in your life. But overall, life should trump work.
Yeah.
Life won't change, but work probably will.
And you know, and work could change. And the thing about it is the fact that work is out of your control necessarily. If you're working for someone else, which most people are,
mm-hmm.
you're working for someone else. If they tell you that, you know, you're laid off or we don't need you anymore, well, that's out of your control. That's something that you cannot do. Now, your life is all in your control. You have full control over the decisions that you decide to make. And another connection that I wanted to make was that, you know, you said our life is more important than work necessarily. Well, yeah, because if we think about it, we call our jobs and we say, hey, you know, I'm sick today. I'm not going to be able to come in. Well, if work says, well, you've used up all three of your sick days, you have to come in. They don't
right.
care about you and your livelihood necessarily.
Right.
You know, that's just an interesting look at it, because we've accepted that as a society. We've accepted that, all right, well, I can't use any more sick days. I can't call off.
Yeah, I mean, even if you work for yourself, there is a situation to where, you know, you can't kind of leave, you can't leave the post, essentially. I mean, of course, you have more control of your own schedule, but like I said earlier, work can still be, no matter if you work for someone else or you work for yourself, it should still not be more important than life. And even if you are in control of it, you're not in control of the market. You're not in control of what people are interested in. So, you know, that's why even fashion changes or anything else changes. You know, businesses are out of business because the market changed. People lost interest in this style of living or this type of fad that was going on. If some people, you know, stopped wanting to use social media, it would be no more of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go into something else. So it really comes down to stop waiting to live.
Yeah.
There's no point of waiting. I mean, most of us are waiting for something, waiting for that moment later in life when I get this together to just live. And I'm not saying go be frivolous and go spend all your money. I'm not saying that. But there are things that you can do right now that maybe, you know, it may not cost you that much. I promise you, spending $100 on something you enjoy to do today, you're not going to think about it 6 months from now and say, man, 6 months ago when I spent that $100 was really a bad mistake.
Yeah.
No, you're going to grasp that memory and you're going to appreciate it and you're going to move forward.
You're not going to find yourself 10 years from now and say, oh, I'm so glad I bottled up all this energy that I wanted to utilize and go out and have fun. And now finally on this day, 10 years later, I can let this bottle of energy out. It doesn't work that way.
I've never heard it work that way. But that's kind of what we paint. And, you know, just kind of ask yourself a few questions. Would you rather live more or work more? Because at the end of your days, you're going to ask yourself, did I work more or did I live more? Would you rather have more time or more money? And essentially, you cannot get more time, but you can save more time.
Yeah.
You can utilize more time.
Yeah. I was going to say, when you say save, that's really not in the literal sense, but.
Yeah. Yes. You can kind of get the time. I mean,
spend the time where it needs to be spent, which is on you for the most part.
Right. And saving is basically when you have it already, how much of it you use for keep. So just, you know, would you rather live life now or wait till you're old and retired and travel the world and visit the finest beaches and go to all the fun parties at 68? I don't think that's what we're looking to do. We kind of want to do it now. Whether you're 40, whether you're 30, whether you're in your 20s, it doesn't matter.
But live now.
Yeah, if you're not dead, you can still live. There's nothing to wait on. So just kind of going to end with this last little line before we actually get into our feature of the week and bring her onto the interview. I just want to say, just work enough to live. Don't live enough to work. So just work enough to live. Don't live enough. And that is quoted by myself. I was inspired to write that while working on the show this week for everyone. So enough of me. I hope everyone enjoyed the conversation, but we're going to get more into the conversation with our feature of the week. Bree, please help us introduce our feature of the week.
Yes, she is a lifestyle and beauty blogger. I have learned so many things about my beauty and some things about health as well from this young lady's vanity corner. Miss Dominique Oliver, are you here with us?
Yes, I am here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us today on You Create Change Radio, Dominique. Definitely appreciate you. It's been a pleasure reading your stuff all week. And I really get to learn more about what it is you do. And for those who are not familiar out there, for our listeners who are not familiar with what it is to be, or for what it means to be a lifestyle blogger, because I know there's blogging is such a, it's a growing industry. Can you kind of explain a little bit how you create change with what you do as far as blogging?
Yeah, so what I do, my goal is to inspire women, no matter who you are, to live healthy and beautifully. I mean, in society, they try to, conform us to this one image, and of course, no one fits that image. So I want to inspire, my goal is to inspire all women to love themselves the way they are and do it naturally and healthy. I mean, it's a journey, but we need, it's so many, different diseases out there and people dying every day, and I want to see, eliminate certain diseases just by eating healthy, being conscious of the things that we're putting on our skin, and it's just really to make a difference in your life internally and outer beauty.
That's really good. I mean, there's a lot of people doing a lot of stuff to empower women or some different cultures or some different ethnic groups. And the fact that you started doing from blogging, which is pretty interesting, you said that you want to inspire other women. Well, what inspired you to start doing this?
That's a good question. Really just making a lifestyle change. I was working out, and it was just like, okay, I'm working out. I'm trying to get this certain shape and this certain figure and look a certain type of way, but it's just not, their outside beauty. It's the things that you're putting inside your body. It's the foods that you're eating. And then I just started researching the ingredients that's in my food. Like, this shouldn't be here. I shouldn't have to look up this 20-letter word to figure out what kind of chemical am I eating. So it began with that, and I was learning, my friends, I hate fast food. I try not to eat fast food. So it started with that, eliminated that, and just going to a green diet and changing, making small changes so I, all natural and eating all greens and all natural foods.
So how did, going from blogging and obviously you said working out and trying to fix your own body and then obviously sharing your journey, turning into something much more, how did you move from that to blogging and how did you start to kind of, blend that in with Dominique's Vanity Corner and you went into jewelry and hair and head jewelry? How did that, flame spark?
I've always loved beauty. I used to be in cosmetology school in high school, and I didn't finish. I went to college and got my journalism degree. So writing and researching was always a passion of mine. So I figured, well, I'm doing all this writing and looking up all these articles and talking, blabbing my mouth over to everybody. I was like, well, let me just type it up, put it on a platform, and share it with everybody. So I had no idea how to start. I gave myself a couple of months, put it all together, wrote a little articles, and we're just like, damn, we're going to see how this works. And I'm loving the great response, so it's really wonderful right now.
And how long have you been blogging and lifestyle blogging in total? From day one.
Day one, January 1st. That's when I released my blog. So January 1st, 2015.
And so I'm almost about a year, it'll be a year in January. So not so long. And from what I've seen, you've got a pretty large following in such a short period of time. It's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah, thank God people are started reading my posts and they're really receptive. And I share tips on YouTube as well. So, I just try to share as much as I can, try to connect with as many women as I can, go to different events, talk about myself, get to know other people. And especially with the Women Supporting Women Wednesdays, I'm able to connect with women all across the across the United States, share my blog with them, have them share their blog with me to their followers, and just cross-promote and help each other expand, their platforms with everyone.
So as we talked about life work balance today, I'm gonna say life work because I don't like saying work life. But do you find what you do as work or a part of your life?
It's definitely my life. It's definitely my life. I wake up happy to I wake up with a purpose. Like, what am I gonna talk about today? What am I gonna do today? It definitely doesn't feel like work at all. It's definitely my life.
And that's what I would call harmony, kind of what I talked about. It seems like it brings you peace. It brings you laughter, and it's fun for you. And that's life. So, if you listen out there, definitely use that as an example of showing how, there is a, not necessarily a balance, but there is a harmony that goes with this life-work balance. So, for you, and I'm not sure if you do work, and you do this as obviously something, a personal service like I talked about. How do you find your life work balance between, blogging and then, of course, having to pay the bills?
My blogging, just to work full time. So the last 6 months, I wasn't working. I was putting it all into my blog. And just recently, I've been employed with a wellness company. So that kind of it was a blessing. It was something I really love. I really love wellness. I want to know more about healthy living. And just so happened, the company I work for is all about that. So I've been able to collaborate with them on some projects that's coming up too about wellness. So it's crazy how it happened. Of course, in the first few months, it's definitely, I've seen money coming through, but I've been able to, my hair jewelry, and then I make custom-made wigs, natural hairstyles for women, so I get orders that way. So it's really a hustle. It's a nonstop hustle. If I don't wake up and start working, I'm not making money. But with my job now, it's harmony, like you said. It's a job that I love, and it allows me to do what I love, too. So it's really that life-work balance.
Wow. So, because this is something that I've struggled with in the past. I'm sure our listeners are struggling with today. How do you give 8 hours to another place, and then are you supposed to give 8 hours to yourself? Is that how it works, or is that how you do it, or what's kind of your strategy to make both of them work?
It's hard. I sacrifice sleep. I sacrifice hanging out with friends. It's my blog is first. I can, I have the opportunity to go to events that's for my blog and have an outlet that way and socialize. But it's really waking up early before work and doing what I need to do and then clocking in. You don't want to go into a job and work for somebody else, but sometimes you have to. You got to pay the bills. So, you have to just really make time to do it, and you may just lose out on sleep.
we've all done that. I feel like that's one of the rites of passage. I don't know if you listen out there and listen to our show about 2 weeks ago, we talked about the hustle and talk about, we talked about how you got to have that main hustle, you know, just kind of making sure that's keeping everything floating along. Last question I definitely want to ask you, because this is probably the most important one that we like to ask all of our features, whether it's on air or off air. Do you feel like this is something that you will continue to use to create change? Do you feel like this is like a hobby, or is it something that you feel like you are going to change the world with?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think I am going to change the world with. I mean, right now I'm just one person doing it all, but, you know, journalism was my major. I love writing. I eventually want to have a full staff on my blog and keep the articles coming so I can focus on other tasks. But definitely, I don't want to stop. I've been getting a great response. I want to continue to inspire women in the blog sphere. I mean, for African-American women, it's not that big. So I want to be able to, you know, communicate with my Black sisters out there and tell them, you know, inspire them, and, you know, I understand the struggle. So it's not stopping at all. It's definitely, you know, I'm not stopping. It's not a hobby. This is business, for real, for real.
I love it. I love it. That is true, true passion behind that. That was so real and honest and sincere. I can just feel it. So to all our listeners, to all the people who are going to come back and listen to this later, where can they find you? Where can they follow you? How do they find Dominique and Dominique's Vanity Corner?
They can go to my blog directly, www.dominiquesvanitycorner.com. I'm on Instagram at Dominique's Vanity Corner, Twitter at Dom's, D-O-M-S, Vanity. I'm on Google+, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on every social media. Literally, you can find me, Dominique's Vanity Corner. You can Google me. I'm going to pop up, trust me.
Well, there you have it, Dominique. Thank you so much for joining us this week and joining us this Monday night on You Create Change Radio. You have been a pleasure, I must admit, a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Dominique, Ms. Dominique Oliver, You Create Change. And as we kind of close up tonight, we definitely want to bring in something new for next week, something that we've never done, but we think that it's the perfect time to do so. So I'm going to let Bree explain to everyone what's going on this next week.
Oh, my gosh, so much pressure. Okay, so next week, yeah, we are doing something a little bit different. First, I'll give you guys the topic of next week is going to be on patience. So that's going to be a really good one, because we are actually going to be featuring You Create Change. That's the whole twist on next week. So it'll be all about You Create Change and what it is that we do. We're calling it You Create Change Week. This is going to be fun for us just to get to know our community and our community to get to know us a little bit more and a little bit more intimately. So make sure you guys just continue to support, and, you know, we will support you as well. Also, make sure you follow us on all of our platforms. We are on Twitter at You Create Change, as well as Instagram, You Create Change, and you can find us on Facebook at You Create Change. And our website is www.youcreatechange.us.
There we go. So next week, look forward to it. A You Create Change week is so exciting. I'm so excited to do it. And just remember, if you're listening out there, just stay in the game. Stay in the game. Keep putting up your shots. Eventually they go in, and eventually everybody wins. So thank you for another beautiful week. Everybody, thank you for listening to You Create Change Radio. Here, we embrace today.